Yesterday in the church, we had the opportunity to have a great celebration. The celebration of the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, to the children in Fatima. It was a great celebration throughout the church. There are, cathedrals and churches and priests and people gathering together to celebrate in great numbers this feast. In fact, we had Mass out at the little shrine, as we do, of course, every Saturday in May. But we had Mass out at the little shrine just across the creek there to celebrate this great event, this 100th anniversary. Fatima is what is probably the most well-known of the apparitions, in my opinion anyways, of all the places where Our Lady has appeared. People have heard of Fatima. They pray that Fatima prayer, "Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins," and so on during the rosary. Or maybe they just heard of the three children who, as children, the oldest was 10 and the youngest was 7, had this miraculous vision of Our Lady over the course of several months. The message that came out of Fatima, though, is something I think we need to be well aware of. We need to understand, because it is a message that is calling out to each and every one of us. And there are three parts to this message. The first part is penance, is to do penance. The second part is prayer. And then the third part is devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Well, when we have devotion to Our Lady, it always leads to her Son. So when we have devotion to her Immaculate Heart, it always leads us to His Sacred Heart. It always leads us to Jesus. And because devotion to her always leads to Jesus, the purpose of this message of Fatima is to prepare us, is to get us ready for the day that our Lord returns. Because our Lord, of course, did promise that one day He would return. And so we need to be ready for that. After all, He says in our gospel today, He tells us that He would return so that He could then lead us to heaven. He said, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am, you also may be." He's telling us that He's coming back. And of course, in other places in the gospel, He tells us that He will come back for the end of time and the final judgment, that day when we will find out our eternal dwelling, if you will, where we will spend eternity. But we don't know when our Lord is going to return. He did not reveal that to us. He made it clear again in the gospel that only the Father knows. So we do not know when our Lord will return. There are groups throughout history that have tried to predict when our Lord will return. And of course, so far, they've all been wrong. However, one day, one of them will be right. One day, our Lord will return. And we need to be ready for that. But not just do we need to be ready for the end of time, we need to be ready for our own ends. At some point, our life on earth will end, whether it is with our Lord's return or with our death. And we need to be ready for that. We need to be always prepared, because I'm sure we know people who have died suddenly, unexpectedly. We need to be ready for that. We need to be prepared. And you know, the sad part is, I'm afraid most Catholics aren't prepared. We aren't ready for that return, because we're just kind of drifting through life. We just kind of go along to get along, and we're really not preparing ourselves. This was actually made clear during the Fatima apparitions. At one point, these young children, again, the oldest being 10 years old, were given a vision of hell. Yes, it's a real place. It does exist. And they saw souls falling into hell like snowflakes. You know, of course, being in Montana, we know that image. We know what snowflakes look like when they fall. There's lots of them. They were souls that were not prepared for our Lord's return. And we need to recognize that not everybody who's a good person is ready for heaven. Because being a good person and being ready for heaven are two very different things. Now, you need to be a good person to get to heaven. You can't be an evil person and get to heaven. But that's not enough. There's much more. So how do we do that? How do we get ready for heaven? What do we need to do here on earth now in our life to be ready for heaven? Well, our Lord tells us there's actually two things we need to do. He says, "Whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these because I am going to the Father. Okay, so the two things we need to do. First of all, we have to believe in him. We have to believe in Jesus. We have to believe in God, our Heavenly Father. Now, this belief is more than just head knowledge. It's more than just intellectual. It's not just saying, yeah, I understand that God exists. I believe that he exists. It's something that needs to, a belief that needs to go to the depth of our soul. If we truly believe in God, it is going to change us. It is going to draw us closer to him. It is going to cause us to change to how he wants us to live. It's placing our whole lives in his hands. It's taking our life and saying, God, I believe in you, and so I turn my life over to you. Yesterday, as part of the celebration for Our Lady of Fatima, there were many people, myself included, who undertook what's called consecration to Mary. This is that devotion to the Immaculate Heart. This is turning our lives over to our Blessed Mother so that she might lead us to her Son. We have taken this step to put our trust completely in God, to put our trust in Mary, the Blessed Virgin Mary, that we might be led to him. We might be led to our Heavenly Father. We might be led to her Son. And it's a statement of belief that I have given my life over to you. If we truly believe in God to the depth of our soul, we cannot help but turn our life over to him. We cannot help but to change our lives, to desire God above all things. And of course, then that's going to have another consequence. It's going to lead us to go out into the world. And again, that's the second thing we need to do, to do the works that Jesus did. Well, what did Jesus do? He went out and proclaimed the gospel. He healed the sick. He drew people to him. Matter of fact, our Lord's first action in his public ministry was to proclaim, repent because the kingdom of God is at hand. He began by proclaiming the good news of the gospel, the good news that salvation was here, the good news that he had come to save us from our sins. That is our job as well, is to go out and to proclaim the good news of the gospel without excuse and without compromise. To bring others to Christ. Because you know, the Catholic faith, the Christian faith, is not a private thing. It's not me and Jesus. It's us and God. And the us is not just those of us who come to church, but it's those who are not yet coming. Those who maybe have fallen away. Those who maybe have never heard the gospel message. We need to go out and to proclaim it, call them to conversion of heart, or as St. Paul says, to call them out of darkness into his wonderful light. We have a world that is full of darkness. We have a world that's full of pain, a world that's full of sin. And they need a message of hope. Well, we have that. We have that message of hope. And if you have doubt that there is darkness in the world, just look around us. Look at the pain and the suffering that surrounds us in this area. There is so much pain and suffering, but the message of the gospel is a message of hope that can lead them out of that darkness into light. We are called to no longer be wishy-washy about our faith, just kind of, yeah, I kind of sort of believe, but I'm really not going to do anything about it. But to have that conviction of heart to boldly live and proclaim the Catholic faith. To do so without apology, without excuses, without compromises, without setting parts aside. To proclaim and live the totality of the Catholic faith, and to do so boldly. To do so with a desire to follow God, to truly believe in him and follow him, but to do so with a desire to bring others to Christ. When we truly believe in God, when we truly live that Catholic faith, it no longer is about us. That what we do is no longer about making ourselves look good, making ourselves important. It's about bringing people to Christ, about showing the importance and love for God. That's what it's about. That's what our faith is about. And that's what it means to truly believe in him and do the work he does. And you know, if we did that, we would not be happy with how our parishes have stagnated. You know, it's so easy for us to get used to, well, everything's kind of small. People aren't going to church anymore. We should just be happy with who's here. But we shouldn't be in that state. We should desire above all things that this church is full every Sunday, multiple masses every Sunday, because we have gone out and proclaimed the good news and people are coming to Christ. And we desire this because we desire all to be saved. We desire all to come to Christ. Look at the early church. You know, when you read the Acts of the Apostles, after they received the Holy Spirit, they went out and they proclaimed the good news. And because they went out and proclaimed the good news with such joy and excitement, the church exploded. People wanted it more than anything else in this world to be a part of what they had. When they look at us, they should feel the same way. They should look at us and say, this is what we want. This is what we are looking for. Because it is. We have what people are looking for. I kind of laugh because in this reading today, it says, the word of God continued to spread and the number of disciples in Jerusalem increased greatly. And it did because they went out and proclaimed. And then it says, even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Now, if you know any priests, you know that's a big deal. You know, that priests are actually obedient to the faith. Especially back then, that these Jewish priests became believers. That's how powerful this message of the gospel. And the early church grew because the gospel was proclaimed. We need to follow that example. Here in 2 weeks, we will celebrate the feast of the ascension of our Lord, the day our Lord ascended into heaven. And he gave the apostles, the disciples, the great commission. Go and proclaim the gospel to all nations. Make disciples of all nations. We will hear that in 2 weeks. That call is not just to the disciples living at that time. That call is for each and every one of us who are baptized Christians. Each and every one of us. Every one of us. And going out to the nations does not mean going to another country. It doesn't mean going to a completely different region of the world. The nations are around us. They are our brothers and sisters in our communities, in our families. Those we see every day are the nations that need to hear this good news. This is our call. So if we truly desire to enter into that eternal life, we will seek to follow our Lord. We will seek to hear that message of Fatima to prayer, repentance, and devotion to Our Lady. We will seek to follow our Lord, to believe in him to the depth of our soul, and then to go out and do the works that he did, proclaiming that good news, so that all the world might come to him and might have that salvation he promises us.